As Philly Jazz Month heads into its second week, just like the music, this is the time to seed something, whether it's your garden or your weekend plans. The Arturo Stable Trio sets it off with a free show at Exuberance tonight. Souk Vinyl and Vintage keeps the vibes going with the Friday Night Listening Series, and live jazz takes over West Walnut Open Streets on Sunday. The trio starts at 7, and for more on Philly Jazz Month, head to whyy.org/things to do. Jazz events, like many others, can be casual or formal. But this weekend, there's an emphasis on the latter with two experiences for those who like a genteel night out. The chefs from the Clean Plate Food Truck are hosting the Spring Supper Society tonight at Glen Ford. It's a specially curated 5-course meal. Come mix and mingle in your best Victorian fashions or just a nice dress or suit. The ticketed dinner begins at 6 sharp and it's strictly 21 and over. We know it's short notice, but you do have to eat, so why not eat well? Since we're already in a high society mindset, there's also the Regency Ball on Sunday. It's billed as a themed, immersive, upscale party at Moonlight and the Center. Think of it as Bridgerton and Philly based on the kinds of fancy balls they feature on the show. So dress up and expect everything from a dinner buffet and open bar to a candlelight concert. The event goes from 5 to 9 p.m. Blow a tree and we're all right. I'm the closest and I'm all right. Back in the early aughts, two women came to Philly from the UK and blazed a trail across the music landscape with their debut Flowetic. Then they broke up and went their separate musical ways. Now they've gotten back together and they're back in Philly Friday night on the Say Yes Tour with special guest Raheem Devon. It's at the Met Philly and the show starts at 8. Well, maybe I don't want to take advice from fools. I just figure everything is cool until I hear it from you. This movie was considered a flop when it first came out in 1995, but since then, Empire Records has become a cult classic. So much so that it inspired Rex Manning Day based on one of its characters. It's on Saturday at South Street Art Mart, and it's free pay-as-you-go from noon to 7 p.m. Art is at the forefront this weekend as two big exhibits open on Sunday. A Nation of Artists is a joint collaboration between the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts and the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Over 1,000 works from 3 centuries will be on display, including more than 120 from the Middleton Collection. It starts at both venues on Sunday. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, so remember that. At the Barnes, the Freedom Dreams exhibit explores the memories, dreams, and histories of Black people through the work of multimedia artists, including Arthur Jaffa, David Hart, and Jatavia Gary. It starts on Sunday, and curators Mayori Holmes and James Claiborne are in conversation at 1 p.m. at an event open to the public. Comes in multiple mediums, and Chester is where this vocalist honed her craft before the world knew her name. Now, with a Grammy in hand, they do. Avery Sunshine returns to Philly for 2 shows at City Winery. One is tonight, and the other is tomorrow night. Both shows start at 7:30. We hope your afternoons are sweet this weekend and beyond. If you want to know more about what you've heard or hear about more events, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. That's where you'll find out where Nick Offerman and Lena Dunham will be. Well, they're not together, but separate shows. As well as what new play you can take the kids to at the Arden. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.